Let's speak to Joseph. Joseph Calhoun is David's dad, and he's contacted us. He's very upset, clearly, so we respect that, and we want to help in any way we possibly can. We're limited to communication here, but that can be very important at a time like this. Joseph, good morning.
How are you doing, Sean?
Joseph, how are you doing?
It's hell, Sean.
Hell.
It's living hell. So it is.
When did you get the call, Joseph, about David? When were you told?
We knew David was arrested on Saturday night for drunken disorderly.
In Strabane?
Yes.
Okay.
And he escaped from the police. Were taking him to the Strand Road police station. I don't know what for. He didn't commit a crime.
Right.
And we thought he was arrested. And his girlfriend went in on... We didn't know he even escaped from custody at 5 o'clock on Sunday evening.
So hang on. He was arrested for drunken disorderly in Strabane, and then I know that there's no custody suite there, so they take you to Derry apparently. Is that right? I think that's
yes.
The case. So they were transporting him in the early hours of the morning, and he went missing then, and the first you heard about it?
They were transferring him from Kerry to Kerry to take him to Derry.
Yes.
And he escaped.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been seen since.
And was he handcuffed?
Not, I don't think so.
Okay.
I hope not.
Okay. And they say that he ran, and Joseph, the last image of him, what is it, or where was it?
We're only going, but there's too many rumours, but we're going to a taxi man who was seen on the top of the new bridge heading down by the Travellers Rest, trying to get out over the border.
Oh.
That was the last sighting of him.
Oh, I see. So, look, I mean, I understand that when people start talking about rivers and helicopters, you're obviously panicking, you're worrying about the worst, but you're still hopeful, aren't you, Joseph?
That... No, we'll give up hope. He's 22 years of age. When he got on the boat for four, he always rung me.
Right.
And when he was the river and he had his swim the river, he rang me to come and get him.
What do you mean now? This has happened before, has it?
If he was fishing and he was under pressure from police or guards or bailiffs, he always rang me to come and get him. And I always come home.
Right.
Even if he was out partying, he was home the next day at 4 o'clock. He'd never done this in his life.
Okay. Was he, could he swim?
Oh, he was swim like an otter.
Yeah.
When he was on holidays with us in Bulgaria, he was able to dive into three mile deeper water, didn't cost him a thought.
And I mean, as far as you're concerned, Joseph, I mean, if David was able to contact you, he would be. You're saying that.
Well, there's not a house in Ireland that doesn't know the situation.
That's it.
And it's nobody's house. This is not a say. We're a bit home by now.
What do you think he's done?
I think he's took to the river when he was under pressure, when the PNSI were raising him. That's my... I only can draw a certain picture of him. I know him what he does.
You think that he started to run and then he headed towards the river headed towards Donegal, hoping that he would cross the border, trying to get
out over Luffer Bridge.
And you think he may have entered the river?
I'm nearly 100% sure, but I have no proof of it.
Sure. Now, as far as you're concerned, Joseph, what has the progress? I mean, you're telling me it was that evening before the police. You only found out from
when I heard. His mates all come home. When I heard he was arrested, I said I would give him a call, and I thought I would go and bail him out on the evening.
Okay. What were you sort of saying to yourself, well, look, I'll leave him there, that'll teach him a lesson or whatever.
That's right.
Right.
And we knew nothing from guards or police until Nicole went into the police barracks and they told us that they hadn't got him. Nobody contacted us to say he escaped from custody or where was he or anything.
And yet, the police had been in pursuit of him, and as far as they were concerned then, they felt, did they, this is your understanding, or what they're telling you, that they felt that he had just literally run across the border, or did they think he'd entered the river?
No, I don't think. The police actually thought he got away from their custody and he made it home.
Oh, right.
I'm only surmising, I don't know. But he's not home, and... I need all the professional help with David.
But if that were the case, though, well, I suppose, I'm just wondering, I mean, surely they would have, would they not have been in contact with the Gardaí if he ran away from them and he was under arrest? And
I don't know whether that or not. Mm. I know that nobody contacted me.
Well, Well, the Gardaí, as you know, say it's not their jurisdiction, and
it happens in the north, unfortunately.
Yes. And, I mean, obviously, this is a nightmare for you, Joseph. I do know the community are very keen.
We are getting great support from the public here. There's no, the banking's is lying, there's men up in ordinary boats. But there's two divers up, there's four, they're doing two at a time from Drogheda. They're voluntary, they had to come from Drogheda.
What are you saying to me there? Joseph, are you saying the police in the north are not actively looking for him? Is that your belief?
Well, I can't why. I'm glad there's no divers about local and looking for them. I know it's hard to pinpoint that there's nobody in that is in the river, but he's not home, Sean. And he won't be coming home. It's 5 days of hell.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it is. But if there's anybody out there with boots and divers, professional help that I need now to see if I can get him.
Well, you're saying you want him back anyway, don't
you? Yes.
You want him back.
Yes.
However.
Yeah. Well, I've accepted he'll not be home now alive. There's no way of that. But if there's anybody, Sean, anybody can help in any way, we're neighbors, please help us.
Well, look, listen, Joseph, I have no doubt, absolutely no doubt, that anybody listening to you today who is able to help in the diving community, and we have a very, very vibrant one here in Donegal, they will be calling
Sean,
out to help.
I only lost the weight the 7th of December. I wasn't over that.
No.
And now this is another bad dream. It's just nightmare after nightmare.